Well, we're back on the air, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board, founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. If you have any questions about entrepreneurship or anyone you know who you'd like to have on the show, please feel free to reach out to us at radioentrepreneurs.com. You can get Ian or Chris, or you can contact me at the letter J, Davis, at Mage, M-A-G-E, USA.com. And our next guest is Shelley Berman Rubera, and from Small Business Results. And you gave me this big book this morning, so I guess that's what we're going to be talking about, correct?
I'm open to whatever you want to talk about, and thank you for having me.
I want to talk about you.
Okay.
I want to know about you. Tell me.
Tell you. I guess in terms of the business realm,
right.
I started at the age of 22, which is a couple of decades ago.
The charming answer is a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. I'm good with who I am, so it's okay.
Right.
But, you know, working probably since the age of 15, by 22 I knew that I really wasn't equipped to work for anybody. I knew that I really didn't like being told what to do. I really didn't like the length of time it took to make decisions. And I really didn't like the idea that I could see something that might be done better and my whole creativity was cut. So at the ripe old age of 22, I started a dance school. And I started that in Brookline. And I started it because I loved going out dancing. So it was generated from something I loved to do.
Right.
And very quickly, I became the second largest dance school in the city of Boston. And shortly into that period, probably 9 years, I realized that that really wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
So I had to do something to keep moving. I became a competitive bodybuilder, amateur bodybuilder.
Wow.
And took that experience and turned it into becoming one of the first personal trainers on the entire East Coast.
Chris is an amateur bodybuilder, can't you tell?
It's true, yeah.
Well, there's nothing like fitness. I mean,
amateur.
Physical strength is the core from everything else. So in terms of priorities, you got to keep yourself mentally and physically strong.
Right.
And as a result, you know, what was I going to do to make money? I started a personal training lifestyle management company, which actually lasted 23 years.
Wow.
And then the entrepreneur in me and said, guess what? This isn't actually what I want to do for the rest of my life either. So I became
On to stage four.
On to stage three. No.
Well, no, the third entrepreneurial stage, but you were an entrepreneur. You were an employee before that.
Correct. That's true. It's an evolution. This is all a culmination of our life experience.
It's an evolution, right.
Right. So I got certified as an emotional intelligence leader and opened a company which was teaching leadership, landed huge accounts, long sales cycles, and guess what? I found myself back in corporate America.
Right, you were an employee again.
Right, and well, long decision cycles.
Right.
And I actually got caught in the downturn of the economy, which was, okay, we love you, but all external vending has been cut. A year ago, this
right.
would have been a $100,000 contract, and we can't do anything. So I really had to figure out, you know, who am I? And it was the first time in my life that I wasn't really generating income. Who am I? And it's when I realized that my passion was about starting and growing businesses. So I became certified as a business coach, and for the last 12 years have created the company SBR, Small Business Results, created a strategic framework for which I believe helps business owners grow and propel. And that is what I've been doing for 12 years and feel that it is all of my life that has brought me to what I really love doing.
You know, what I like about your model is that you've been able to sort of create a linear process, a step process that's very clear to your clients, a sort of six power steps to success. Do you want to go through your steps?
Sure. And this is coming out of my athletic background.
Right.
So step one is commitment. It's a commitment to
right.
yourself, your product, your service, and your revenue.
Just like someone once said to me, Jeff, can people really change? And I go, well, that's really quite simple. If they want to, they can.
And that's one of the stages of commitment.
Right.
We are at epidemic proportion for knowing what we don't want. And it's only when we know what we want that we can make a plan of action
right.
to getting it.
Right. That's a good way to look at it.
And also, there's the low-hanging fruit. You know, people that come to me and say, well, I have a global enterprise, and I'm very direct. That's my style. And I say, great, how many clients do you have in a 30-mile radius of your office? Well, three. So we might reframe the focus. Maybe global is a long-term reach, but in the immediate moment, do you want to make some money? So I'm very revenue-driven, and I'm very practical. So,
right.
You know, so commitment to yourself, your product, and your revenue. Step two is focus daily results. What the heck do I do every day so it's not 4 o'clock and I'm like, what happened to my day?
Right.
Or what happened to my month?
Which a lot of people say to me. Right.
Oh, yeah. Because it's very difficult to wear all the hats, and it's very difficult to generate clients, maintain clients, and not get caught up in that shiny object syndrome. You're doing one thing like, oh, maybe I'll look over here. It's focus and discipline. So focus daily results, step two. Step three is differentiating yourself. If there are 20 Jeffreys in the room, 20 Shelleys in the room, why me?
I think that would make most people want to put themselves in a hospital.
There's only one Shelley,
one Jeffries, more than most people can handle.
That may be true of the both of us, but you know how I feel about that?
How?
If I'm too much for you, then I'm too much for you. And we'll find people.
It sounds like Yogi Berra's here.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we'll find people that
Chris is agreeing
actually,
for our listeners. We got to get Chris a mic.
All right, Chris. But, right? You, either I'm a fit for you or I'm a not.
It is what it is. You are who you are.
We have not found Chris's fit.
Yet. Yet being the operable word.
Chris is truly a uniquely formed individual.
We all are.
Sure.
So differentiating yourself, though, in this very competitive landscape, I don't care if there's 100 business coaches in the room. I can help you to understand why me.
Right.
20 financial advisors. I mean, it really has to do with learning how to differentiate yourself through outcome selling, being able to have compelling outcome statements so that at least most of my clients say, I can't even get the conversation.
Right.
So what are you saying that engages the conversation? And then the second part of step three is marketing. It is so overwhelming in today's world. People don't know what to do. Random acts of kindness are wonderful. Random acts of marketing are totally ineffective. So it's really about...
Another good one-liner.
Thanks. It's really about, you know, learning what's important one thing at a time and making decisions of a commitment to a strategic marketing plan. Step four is creating effective business relationships. Part of my success is the relationships I've built over years and years and years and making commitments to being with them. So a client last week said, you know, well, I emailed five people because I really desperately need some clients, but no one answered me. And I said, well, when was the last time you reached out to them? And he said, so it's been about 10 years. Okay, that's not a relationship. That's not creating effective relationships. So how do you do not one-off? How do you stay in touch with your past clients? How do you build new ones? Step five, managing the sheer emotion of it and understanding that emotions are the drivers and influences of all relationships. Managing
right.
your own, managing your clients, and understanding that it's emotional selling.
Right.
And step six is accountability, and that's really being very responsible for what's working in your company and work capitalizing on it and what isn't and changing it. The bookends of my framework are commitment and accountability, and I find that when we put the two together and you work in this framework as a process, business owners grow, revenues propel, and we get out of the sheer chaos of being a small business owner.
And what's the structure of your relationship with your clients? Is it sort of just by a monthly basis, or is it on a longer-term relationship that you establish to go through this whole process? How do you structure your work?
I have 12-week coaching programs.
And you do all this in 12 weeks?
Yes, I do. So the goal would be 12 weeks, but there are some people that need to do it every other week, right? So it all depends on a person's time and ability.
But I would think a lot of people, 12 weeks is just the start.
Yes, I have people
You can't accomplish all this in 12 weeks.
You know, it depends.
You can cover some all this.
It depends on the business owner.
Right.
It depends on the business owner, really. If I have someone that is smart and wants to make change and is willing to commit some time per week to getting their work done. I also have a team. If someone needs something done, I can get a brilliant website done in 3 weeks. I mean, right. I have a team. It's not just them. And so this program, I deliver it as a keynote. I deliver it as an ongoing one-to-one program. I also have been wonderfully successful in running groups. The groups run 5 sessions. I limit them to 6 people. And private coaching is included in the program. So.
And calls, I assume?
Yes. Have 30 minutes per session for call. Yes.
You told me that you did a presentation in front of a coaching organization. I would assume that they ate this up.
They did. It was, managing my own emotion to do this for as long as I have and been teaching and educating for 40 years, to become known as the coach to the coaches and the coach to the consultants is a gift. It's not a gift. I earned it. But it is so rewarding because they did. And the coaching industry, like the personal training industry, is difficult.
And I bet you human resource officers like this because it's a predictable purchase for them.
I haven't really, that's a corporate route, so I haven't really hit that route.
Right.
One of the routes
but
that
I do think they would like it. They would probably like you better than me.
Well, we could partner. We could go together. We could license my framework. You probably know a lot more about that end of it.
I have some very close relationship with some human resource people, but they have to really get it. To understand,
right.
Because I don't structure the. I mean, I do what you do, but I don't structure it the way you do it. So, they have to really get it in their heads. They have to be a very conceptual thinker.
I can tell you why I believe the framework works. So there's a bunch of things. One is in the personal training industry. Anybody that all of a sudden picked up a dumbbell said, "Yeah, I'm a personal trainer."
Right.
And people
I can show you the back pain.
Well, I was just going to tell you, people got injured.
Yeah.
And the whole industry, because it's not licensed, it's certified, took a hit.
Right.
Right? Same thing with the coaching industry. All of a sudden, downturn of an economy, and someone says, "Hey, I lost 3 jobs. I think I'd be a great
You don't even want to go there with me, or I'll be doing the whole interview." It's the most regulated professional service industry in the United States.
Right. So guess what I talked about the coaches. I'm not teaching them how to coach, but there
Forget
are two
the ones
things.
Who certify and what's the some of these certifications are comic strips.
Right.
It's regulated. Lawyers are regulated by professional associations. Doctors are regulated by a professional standard.
Careful, Jeffrey. I'm a coach. So yeah,
I'm a coach too.
Right. So here's
I've
the thing.
I've coached over 700 organizations.
All right. So here's the thing. There's two things if you're a coach. I'm not teaching anybody how to coach.
I'm just saying it's an unregulated industry.
I agree with you.
Right.
And that's why there's two commitments a coach has to have.
I like your work. That's why I'm complimenting you, actually.
Thank you. No, I'm telling you, there's two things coaches have to have.
I'm saying the industry isn't regulated.
In trouble.
And I'm saying you're good.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. But there's two things coaches need.
Right.
One is they cannot be fair. They cannot be middle of the road. They must be superb. And they must be committed to growing and learning all the time, right? One. Oh. And two is they need to know how to run a business.
I'll give you one quote back. I used to coach the CEO of what was the largest consulting firm in the United States for many years. And he used to say to me, "The meek shall not inherit the world of consulting." And I can see you're very confident and you're assertive and you're goal oriented. And I think that really helps also. If somebody's looking for you, Shelley, how would they find you?
My web address is www.smallbus, short for business, smallbusresults.com. And feel free to email me at shelley@smallbusresults.com.
Shelley, are you going to come back again?
If you will have me, I hope you and I can do great things.
Well, you used to have a radio show, right? Women's Entrepreneurs?
Womenpreneurs.
Right.
It was, yes. And can we talk about our joint venture coming up, you and I?
Sure. I guess you did it with my executive producer because I'm spaced out today.
Well, you better get focused. Step 2, focus, Jeffrey.
Yes.
So on March 22nd,
at
Constant Contact, we are honoring Women's History Month.
Oh, yes.
And you are our primary guest sponsor for the Truth About Succeeding in Women-Owned Businesses. We're already starting to fill. It's going to be a broadcast with radio entrepreneurs. And we have sold 10.
I better be in town that day.
You'd better be. We're counting on it. We've sold 10 booths. We have a small business
I
expo.
Love coaching women entrepreneurs. They've been a lot. If you look at, if it was on a curve, who has been more successful as clients? My women clients on average, they're more open. than the male clients.
We're willing to do the work.
A lot more data. It supports women entrepreneurs. You know, with that statement throwing my own gender under the bus, we're going to have to take a break. I am going to see you again. Very exciting meeting you. I want to remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back after these messages.